artist Eugene Sargent of Lincoln likes doing practical projects. Though he paints and draws at times, building things fuels his passions most. His bread and butter comes from commissions for everything from public sculpture to literally the kitchen sink and countertops of solid copper. When we visited, for instance, he was casting a series of 4-foot-high concrete planters for the garden of a private residence on Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville. No project has engaged the lively mind of this prolific artist more than the creation of his own dream studio space, where he can bring all his huge machine tools together under one roof and where he can build as big as he dreams. He designed and built the unusual structure himself. And thinking about the design, Sargent decided to include one of his early fascinations.
I have always had a fascination with trusses, like old bridges and things, old railroad bridges, and so I kind of was indulging my love of trusses in this building.
Sargent needed a large open space for his fabrications. He also had to be able to move very heavy objects around within that space, and he needed ample light. To provide these things, he centered his entire building on a 52-foot-long arch.
It's a big truss made out of various sizes of angle iron. It's kind of a boxed-in truss with a sloping top. And when it was done, we hinged it up. We pulled it up we lifted it with two tractors and pulled it with a truck, and it just swung right up. And then I sort of hung the rest of the building on that.
Lee Kane of Springdale came to be Sargent's assistant after he lost his job as a technical writer. Kane had never built anything nearly the size and complexity of Sargent's studio. When he heard Sargent's plan of action, he felt a bit skeptical.
I had a few doubts when I discovered that it was only going to be he and I doing the construction.
Building works because of the strength of the curved truss. It serves as ballast for lifting whatever he needs to move.
That milling machine over there weighs 3,500 pounds, and I've been lifting it from the trusses, and they don't even creak.
The roof consists of 3 curved planes at different heights, with windows in between to allow light to spill into the building. In winter, sunlight will also help to heat the space.
On the southern face, there's lots of glass for passive solar, and on the top of the big truss. Is the southern face of the big truss is all glass too, so it's a clear story, and it lets a lot of light in. Actually, I in the daytime I don't need lights at all in here. It just floods the whole place with light, which is really nice.
The building is completed by 2 low shed-like additions off the main structure. They house a wood shop and a storage area. Like everything else in this unique studio, the walls are not just flat planes. Curved concrete panels bolted together give the outside a sort of fluted or corrugated look.
I made molds that were on the ground that were basically a combination of wooden ribs and a big piece of sheet metal and then a half a PVC pipe. I think it's a 3-inch pipe. So I sawed it in half, and so you get 2 different curves on the outside face of the pieces, and I cast them with a sort of a interlocking lip, and I cast them custom for each place they went on the wall, and then raised them into place with the tractor.
The concrete that makes up those walls is much lighter than ordinary cement and insulates the studio much better than ordinary concrete would.
Well, the walls are all made out of lightweight cellular cement, which is basically cement with air added, like 50% air. And then they have basalt fiber mesh and chopped fiber reinforcing them.
To incorporate all the features he needed in a satisfying design took Sargent 6 years. He drew the building, he made models of it, and he modified it over and over. In every draft of his plans, he included lots of curves, even though he knew he was making trouble for himself.
Anytime you add a curve, it takes 3 times longer. And it's really, really ridiculous in a way. And everything we did was much harder because of the curves.
As the building rose among the cows and cornfields of the countryside near Lincoln, it clearly was not your normal farm building. People in the area had fun trying to put a name to what they saw.
When it was just a steel framework, my neighbors from a ways off said it looked like one of those hangars for the airships back in the 20s. And then when it started getting the roof on it, some other neighbors of ours started calling it the dome. And there's some Laotians down the way, and they called it the fun house. Maybe it translates somehow, but so I think I'm going to call it the fun dome.
When Sargent's imagination is engaged, he's having fun. As the son of Ozark outsider artist Sid Sargent, he learned early the fun of making things. His first material was wood. He also helped his family publish the Dogwood Times, a monthly chronicle of country life. In high school, he met a science teacher, Mr. Merrifield, who helped him to win the International Science Fair. With it, he won a trip to Stockholm, Sweden to attend the Nobel Prize Awards. He also got his first media coverage.
I got to be on a roundtable discussion with five or six Nobel laureates on Swedish television. It was a hoot, yeah.
College took him through various courses of study, electrical engineering, math, physics, and finally graphic design. Sargent kept following his interest. When college no longer inspired him, he went back to his first love, woodworking, and even hired on to construction crews. All of this knowledge seemed to gel when he found a group of like-minded people.
I fell in with a band of artists, is what happened, and we just started being creative together.
Sargent has worked exclusively as an artist ever since. Whether he's on commission to corporations, schools, and individuals, or is just fixing things like wood stoves and tractors for the neighbors, his work has some common elements.
A lot of times, it's not so creative. I just have to just solve problems for people and, you know, build things for them. But I like the practical artist term. That's good. That's what I am.
Nothing displays Sargent's ability to marry what is utilitarian to what is beautiful better than his own studio. His partner Lee Kane perhaps describes the place best.
The good thing about working in this building is one, the light. It's not a dark hole. And I think just the open, airy space sort of gives a sense of freedom. It's not really as though you're coming to work every day. It's just you're coming out to the country to have a good time.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large from the Fun Dome, I'm Zan Jarvis.